Hello there, and welcome to yet another episode of the Verzian Chronicles. My name is Kylie Kane, and this is episode 12, I think it is, because we just recorded episode 11. Wow, 12 episodes in, and oh my goodness, this is so good. And we are immediately in the Grove area where we were last time. Before we got started, we have a couple changes to make to our characters. Some armor changes. We're going to put... What I'm going to do is I'm going to put the Davix War Armor on Karth, which gives him a 21. Wait, what? Yeah, 20. Let me double check that. 21. Yeah, 21 using Davix War Armor. I'm going to put the Ikani Fiber Armor, which gives me resistance to cold and fire over my Battle Armor. And we're going to put the Jedi Robes on Bastila, giving her 19.
What? Sure.
And that puts us in a lot of a better situation overall. Anyways, let's get right into it. We're about to attack some Cath Hounds as we head to the group of bad guys, the group of that guy that was standing on the bridge in the last episode. Let's go see if we can get to him. We're tossing the Sonic Grenade. Sonic Grenade hits two of them. We toss our lightsaber out.
How'd you like that?
We take one almost down with that lightsaber throw.
There.
As Bastila takes that one out with hers. Well, her lack of a lightsaber, but that's beside the point. As it looks like Karth is attacking the Cath Hound that is attacking me. I'm attacking the Cath Hound that's attacking Bastila. And all three Cath Hounds have now fallen to our bladed might of powers as we throw our lightsaber at the final Cath Hound in the group, who is now rushing at us. We're rushing forward to Tango with it. And it hits us for 11, but we hit it for 11 in return. There's a horned Cath Hound also coming at us, who is stuck in the trees. That is hilarious. There's a group of trees in this grove, as groves should be on the plains. And the Cath Hound was actually stuck inside the grove, trying to get towards us, failing miserably as Karth comes in for the victory and taking him out for us. So there's one more Cath Hound. It is asleep. We're going to ignore it. We're now going to quick save as we head towards the bridge where a man named Baluk is standing. He says, Padawan, your arrival here is well timed. What do you want?
I am Baluk, a Jedi from the Enclave. I was sent by the Jedi Council to investigate a killing that took place here a few hours ago.
Communication does not pose a problem, as both the suspects and I both speak basic and Huttian. I was going to handle this case myself, but now that you're here, it could be an excellent opportunity for you to demonstrate how well you've been learning your lessons at the Academy. Though you're not a full Jedi yet, perhaps you can assist me in sorting out the truth from the lies. What do you want me to do? Listen to the stories given by the two suspects. I have brought information retrieval droids to access to the archives at both the Jedi Enclave and the Planetary Capital. I'll use my wisdom and expertise to offer you some guidance, but I will not solve the case for you. There's little benefit if you do not solve this problem yourself. Consider each man's account and check the facts with the information droid. Once you have gathered all the evidence you think you need, run through the possible scenario with me. If you are unable to come to a satisfactory conclusion, I'll take these men to the Enclave and deal with this myself. Okay, so we've got a murder mystery on our hands. According to the accounts of the participants, these three men were out here in the field together earlier, before the clouds broke. Find that it very odd for most people would seek shelter indoors when the sky is filled with dark storm clouds, as was earlier today. But that's not the most puzzling aspect of the case. The dead man, Calder Netic, was shot in the back with a blaster rifle. The rifle was laying near his body with bloodstains on it. It has been sent back to the Enclave for analysis. Two other men were found at the scene when I arrived. One was Handan Gold. He was unarmed. The other was Ricard Lusoff, who was carrying a hunting laser. Both men say they did not do anything and that they came across the body. But both also accuse each other. Obviously, there is more to this than what we have been told. Is there anything else I should know? Was one last thing. When I arrived, Handan was also holding his side, and Ricard was favoring one of his legs. You'll do well to remember this as we progress through the case. And on favoring his side, Ricard favoring his legs. If there's anything else you need, I'll remain here while you question the witnesses. Okay, so we got a witness's questioning. All right, we've got Handon Gold and Ricard. Now, Handon was holding his side, while Ricard is favoring a leg. All right, let's talk to Handon first and see what's going on.
Ah, greetings. You must be assisting Master Baluk in his investigation. I'm Handon Gould. Perhaps you've heard of me?
No, I have not.
Well, I presume you wish to hear my story, then. I shall tell you, of course, but there's not much to it. I'm sure that you'll agree that Rickard is quite obviously guilty of murder. You see, I was out here running earlier today. Yes, running. I do that a lot. Can't stand speeders, never use them. Keeps me in shape, too, you know. Anyway, I was out running on the other side of that bridge there, and all of a sudden I heard a shot coming from over here. I ran over and found this man Calder lying on the ground, dead.
Uh-huh. Go on.
And I saw Rickard come skulking out of the shadows of the rocks south of the river, and I knew something was wrong. I hit my emergency button and called the Enclave right away. Well, there. That's my story. Now, please hurry this up and arrest Rickard so I can get on with my day.
Okay, so he said he was running, but he was found holding his side whenever this happened. Very interesting. All right, let's go talk to the other man and find out what happened from his point of view.
Another Jedi, huh? Helping that Twi'lek investigate, no doubt. He seems stumped. I'm Rickard Lusoff. Maybe you can figure this out and let me get out of here.
All right, well, tell me what happened then.
Well, I was out hunting Iriaz when I spotted one over here by the bridge. I pull out my rifle and aim at it. I couldn't see it that well, mind you, because the damn sun was in my eyes. So I shoot it and it drops. I walk over here and find Handon standing over Calder's body. So why don't you get this whole farce over with and send that whiner Handon to the prison he belongs in?
Hold up. Rickard says the sun was in his eyes when he shot. That's a falsehood. There was no sun out. It was cloudy.
Greetings, Padawan. You must be the one Master Baluk has enlisted to help him with this problem. I am an information retrieval droid. I can assist you by accessing the records of both the Jedi Enclave and the central government facilities here on Dantooine. If you have any need of my services, please do not hesitate to talk to me. I have already retrieved some information from the archives on Caldanetic, Rickard Lusoff, and Handon Gould. I have also had time to examine the body of Mr. Netic. Is there any information you require?
Okay, what did you find out about the body?
My preliminary analysis of the body indicates that he was killed approximately 3 hours ago by a single energy blast to the torso. Is there any other information you need?
Yes. Tell me about these planes.
These planes are rife with wild animals, not all of them benign. The Iriars are mostly docile, but can easily be provoked to violence. Cathhounds, on the other hand, are much more deadly. There have been over 35 catalogued attacks on settlers by cathhounds in the last 2 weeks. A general advisory was given out 3 days ago to carry a weapon at all times when on the plains. Small farms and holdings dot the plains and can provide safe refuge for those in need. Is there any other information you need?
No, that's all I need. Thank you.
Very well. I will be here to assist you.
All right, so I have a couple questions. I think Handon didn't have a weapon, but he did have a weapon. But it's advised to always carry a weapon. Let's go take a look at Keldar Nedic. Of course, he was just shot in the back. Okay. I'm a little confused, but it really feels to me like Rickard can't have been shooting. It was a... So... Can you tell me again what happened here? Okay, so the three men were in the field together before the clouds broke. Okay. He was shot in the back with the back. Handon was unarmed. Handon was holding his side and panting from running, and Ricard was favoring one of his legs. Okay. I want to continue the... Okay. So here's the information we've got. Handon says he was out for a run. Okay, he come across the body, and he thinks Rickard is his thing. Rickard says he shot at a a antelope thing, and ear is, but there is not one to be seen here. He says he hit it. I don't see one around. So he must have hit him. He said the damn sun was in his eyes. Problem, the sun would not have been out if it was cloudy. That's not how this works. So that really points at Ricard doing the shooting. But why was Hannon here anyways? All right, so let's discuss the murder. We should start at the beginning. If we find truth behind each piece of the puzzle, we shall no doubt resolve this case. Hannon said he was nearby, heard a shot, and ran over, only to find Calder already dead. He said Rickard came out of the shadow of the rocks holding a blaster in his hands. Rickard said he was hunting Irias, saw one through the glare of the sun, and shot at it. It is possible that Rickard may have shot Calder accidentally and Hudden may have found the body, although this seems to be an unlikely explanation. It's more likely that one of them is lying. Obviously, one of these men is not telling us something, but where does the truth lie? I do not know. I think Rickard is lying, since... Why do you believe Rickard is lying? He said... It was cloudy. He said it was sun and glare. It was cloudy. There was no sun glare. Yes, very well done. It was very cloudy this morning. If it had happened as Rickard said, the sun would not have been visible at the time of the killing. You seem to have called Rickard in a bit of a lie. It seemed I was correct in assuming you would help me in this case. The lie does not prove Rickard is guilty, but think you have taken the first step in unraveling this mystery. We should proceed on to the next point. We need to find a motive to the killing. Perhaps you talk to the men about the relationship with the victim. If there's anything else you would need, I'll remain here while you question the witnesses. All right, let's talk to the witnesses again and find out where their Sinsen is.
So, what do you want to know?
Do you know the victim?
Yeah, I knew him. Hell, we've known each other for a good long time. Doesn't mean I really have to have liked the slime ball. Maybe I shouldn't be so hard on him. Especially now that he's dead. We actually got along pretty well most of the time. We just had our differences. We were actually business partners. We were involved in some orbit-to-ground transport operations for Aerotech. Can I leave now? I should probably be the one to give the news to his wife.
I wanted to ask you something else, though. Why would someone want to kill him?
You Jedi are so predictable. Always seeing some greater purpose behind everything, when the simple answer is usually the right one. Can't you see that it must have been Hannon? I found him standing over the damned body. I don't know why this is causing you so much trouble. You almost seem as lost as this Baluk guy.
I want to ask you one more thing. Baluk says you were limping. Are you hurt?
Well, kind of sprained my ankle running through the bush before I found the body, but it's nothing that serious.
All right, that's all for now. Right. Let's go talk with Hannon.
How can I be of further?
Do you know the victim?
I knew him a little bit, but I was not any sort of great friend to him or anything. I never really associated with him that much. In truth, I didn't really want to. He had a reputation. Very inconsiderate of family, I heard. But merely having heard unkind things about someone wouldn't make me want to kill him.
No one says you killed him yet.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a bit agitated. Why must we remain here? Can't you see that Rickard must have shot him?
I want to ask you something else.
How can I be of further assistance?
Why would someone want to kill him?
Well, you see, Calder was involved in some pretty sordid business from time to time. More often than not, I've heard. Disreputable business practices, even more disreputable clients. I've even heard he had dealings with a hut. A hut here on Dantooine. Now, I bet you're wondering if I had any reasons to kill the man, but I tell you, I hardly knew him. I saw him once or twice, yes, and I've heard some pretty unkind things about him, but certainly nothing that would make me want to kill him.
I'm going to ask you something else, one more thing. You were holding your side. Are you injured?
Injured? No, of course not. Why would I have been? Fit as a bathtub. I run. I don't know if I mentioned that.
All right, that's all for now.
Of course, of course. Listen, if you...
All right. I want to discuss the murder. We know Wickard lied about the son blinding him while shooting, but we need more to go on. Let's examine the relationship of each man with the victim. Brandon told me he barely knew the victim. On the other hand, Rickard and the victim were business partners. However, according to Rickard, they got along quite well. On the surface, neither man seemed to have a motive for killing Kaldar. Okay, let me think about this. Huh. I'm stumped, honestly. Okay, let's talk with the information droid over here and figure out what's going on.
Is there any other...
What can you tell me about Kaldar and Handel?
The Southwood speeder rental business has records that over the past several weeks, a speeder had been rented by Mr. Netic and Mr. Gould. Is there any other...
What about Cunning and Richter?
According to the municipal authorities near the Garang spaceport, there had been news of violent drunken activity in a cantina attached to the port. Apparently, a Mr. R. Lusoff was making accusations at a Mr. C. Netic about cheating him in a business deal. Jedi Tuka was dispatched to the scene and restored order. Is there any...
Oh.
Very well.
So he lied. He lied. Okay, hold on. Cannon is lying. He rented a speeder with Kaldar. The Southwood Company record did say that Kaldar rented a land speeder several times together. This shows he did know the victim. It's Harley Karnes as motive for murder. The position doesn't equal evidence. If you're unable to deduce the facts in this case, I've taken the enclave. Okay, let me try something else. Okay. But Handen is lying. He did say that, but Rickard's also lying. They had a fight over business matters. They both lied. Let's find out what happened to the weapon.
How can I be a further...
Do you... You knew Kaldor better than you admit. You rented a speeder with him.
I realize this must seem like a motive to you, but I assure you it isn't. I dislike Kaldor, true. I would punch his face in, given the opportunity, but I would not kill him.
Punch his face in? Why?
My wife was cheating on me with him. I slept in my own bed while I was in the next room. But as much as I may hate him for that, I could not kill him. It may have been my own fault for driving my wife away. I must try not to take the law into my own hands. I was just out running, trying to clear my head for the divorce proceedings, not stalking him to kill him. Running is not a crime.
I want to ask you something else. Actually, that's all for now.
Of course.
He was unarmed, which really bothers me.
Is there any other...
Tell me about the weapon you found.
We cannot get any more specific analysis from that sample other than the... Is there any...
Alright. So the weapon did not belong to Kaldor. So he was out here without a weapon. Handen was out here without a weapon. And Rickard was out doing some shooting. Actually, I don't want to talk to you.
Right.
Thank you. I need to continue talking to Handen.
How can I be a...
So what do you know about the weapon found by the body?
That blaster was stolen from my house last week. I never knew what happened to it. I hardly have enough money to afford a single blaster, let alone another. I can't tell you how important it is to have a weapon on hand with all these ravenous calf hounds around. Even an Irias can take a man down if it gets in the mood. Every settler has a weapon. It's our most prized possession. I would most appreciate it if I could have that back after you determine that Rickard is the killer. How can I be of further assistance?
Okay. So, this was his weapon. This really isn't looking good for him. Let's speak to Rickard.
So?
You thought Kaldor was cheating you?
Now, I don't love Kaldor, but we go back a long way. We run a suborbital shipping and transport company out of Garang Spaceport. We've been partners in that business for well over 20 years, and we've been doing just fine the way we are.
You can deny it, but there was bad blood between you.
Right. So?
What about the weapon found about the body?
That blaster? Never seen it before. Calder himself had a preference for Ichani weaponry. He had this one really nice light blaster rifle that he always used. Always wished I could get myself a rifle like the one he had. That blaster ain't it, though. Calder only had the one rifle, too, so he either must have borrowed that, or it's someone else's.
All right, that's all right. For now. Really weird. The blaster's... okay, let's talk to Bullock. Want to discuss the matter. The blaster's handed, but he reported it stolen.
Runda di hotonga kun hunka taku.
Well, let's talk again. I want to discuss the murder. The blaster didn't belong to the victim. Wait, what? I'm so confused. I've learned everything I can about the weapon,
how can I be
right?
For the... Knock his block off, man. You know, normally, I'm not prone to outbursts like that, but Calder... Mr. Nedek... He was not a very nice person. Not a very nice person to me or my family. I had had my suspicions for several weeks, but had no proof until 2 days ago. It seems Calder was seeing my wife. Right under my nose, no less. But, as much as I may hate him for that, I could not kill him. It may have been... I was just out...
All right, so I want to ask you something. How can I... else. So...
That... Even... I would, how can I...
So we've learned about the weapon. So he lied.
Knock his block off.
This guy straight up lied.
Of course.
The weapon supposedly disappeared. Can we learn to see if that weapon was ever found?
Is there any other...
There's a report of blaster being stolen.
I am sorry, but I see... I thought to find the record of the missing weapon report. Is there any...
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Thank
the
you.
Weapon was not reported stolen. The blaster's handed, but he lied about it being stolen.
Alright.
Alright. So let's talk to the information drawn about the blood.
I have just received back an analysis of a sample of the blood found on the weapon. It had been sent back to the enclave just before you arrived. The blood on the weapon is definitely not Calder's. Unfortunately, there was a bacterial contaminant in the sample that had been taken back to the laboratory. And it had become degraded. We cannot get any more specific analysis from that sample, other than the fact it did not belong to Calder. Is there any other information you need?
No, I think that covers everything I need to know. Thank you. For now.
Very well.
Let's talk to the...
How can I be for...
Two again? No,
of course.
Nothing information-wise. It's not Calder's, though. Just the murder. It didn't... The blood must have been one of the suspects. I think it's Handen's blood. He's clutching his side.
Hey.
So Handen suffered a blaster wound to his side. There seems to be one likely scenario that Rickard hit Handen by accident. No, I don't think that's the case. I actually think Handen's the guilty one. He's been lying this entire time. He claimed his weapon was they. Now, I think they're both guilty. Both collusion. We know Calder was cheating Rickard in his business, but Handen admitted Calder was having an affair with his wife. Well done. Both men had a reason to want Calder dead. This is my theory of morning's events. Both men knew that Calder would be out this morning and plotted to kill him. Handen found him first and shot him because of the affair Calder was having with his wife. Shortly after, Rickard arrived on the scene. From a distance, he saw Handen and thought it was Calder, so he shot him in retaliation for the credits Calder had cheated him out of in their business affair. Handen would have dropped the blaster, the one we found at the scene covered in blood. He probably thought Rickard was going to kill him, so he called us. Hope he could convince it was Rickard.
Damn both of you.
That is enough. The culpability of both of you in the murder and the attempted murder of Calder Nevin is evident. Additionally, Richard Rusov can be at charge for aggravated assault and attempted murder of Hernan Gould. I place you both under the arrest of the Jedi Order and escort you to holding facilities in the Jedi Arclave. You've done very well. It's obvious here you've been studying your lessons carefully. I'll be sure to inform the Jedi Council of your performance in this little test.
Well done. I'm impressed. Not sure I could have done as well.
Good day, and may the Force be with you. Hell yeah, we did the investigation! We did it, y'all. That's actually pretty cool. Yeah, 1,300 experience points. Nice. That was cool. That was actually really freaking cool. I did not expect that at all. I actually didn't remember that being here at all. So, that entire event happening just kind of made me happy. Really well done. Really, really cool. Really cool event. All right. So we're continuing down. We're actually trying to continue our journey south. And, it looks like Bastilla used some of her power to stun an enemy. And we need to quick save it real fast as we walk, it looks like, into a Mandalorian scuffle. No, stop. Yeah. All right. My character was rushing into the battle, freaking willy-nilly. Like it was freaking candy time. And I'm just like, dude, can you not rush in to die?
You shall fall.
500 experience for killing a Mandalorian. I forgot how much experience they gave me. Quite well. Let's grab the backpack that's on the ground. Advanced repair kit, med pack, and advancement pack. Very nice. See if the Mandalorian's got anything in his reminds. He tends to. And a Mandalorian data pad. Very nice. Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Remains otherwise. There's a big thing flying around in the sky, and it kind of terrifies me. It terrifies me. All right, we're stepping into the Syndral grounds now as we continue our adventure. And Syndral grounds seem to be much more strange and a little bit massive as we see a Cathhound attacking a droid. Let's quickly save this droid. Come on, can we save the droid in time?
So be it.
We did. We saved the droid in time.
You asked for this.
Oh, what the hell just happened? Okay. Oh, we all leveled up. Nice. There's a brown cat hound, which I don't understand why it's brown. But that's fine. I'm going to cast a cure. And then we're going to run a level up. Actually, level up, I thought, heals you, if I'm not mistaken. We've got 1 point. Let's put it in persuasion, of course, as always. And we got some powers we could take. What can we take? What would we recommended? Stun. Ooh, stun is cool. I like stun. Yeah, we could take stun. That's where I... yeah, I'll take stun. Accept that. I think we can't pick Bastila because... Let's do a stun and see if it works. It did work! Yeah, son! And now if it would actually make... Yeah, if I could actually, you know, hit with my attack, that would be great. All right, Bastila's going to stand up, and we're going to be able to heal. We're going to be able to do our bit of leveling up with her. Let's level up to 9.
What? Awesome.
All right, we found C-842.
Thank you for saving me, Master Jedi. I am C-842, a personal assistant droid.
Personal assistant droid?
As I said, I am C-842, a personal assistance droid. Although in recent months the assistance I render seems to have taken on a disproportionate significance.
Are you Elise's droid?
Did she send you to find me? Please do not tell her you saw me.
Are you running from her?
Yes, but I have my reasons. I'm afraid my owner became a bit too attached to me. Obsessed, even. She tried to treat me as her dead husband. It was not healthy for her.
Okay. All the time?
You don't want to know.
Probably not.
She is obsessed. She rarely sees other people, and appears to be fixated on me as her husband. She was becoming more and more insular. I thought it best that I leave. She may meet other real people this way. In fact, that was the reason I came here and sought out those cat hounds.
You sought them out?
I think it would be best if I were no longer a factor. She would meet new people. Living people, please. Will you destroy me?
This is a very hard decision I'm having to make. I could do what he asks and say, I could tell her he's still out there. I think that's what I'll do. I think that's the best thing, is to destroy her and tell her why.
Thank you, kind sir.
Why he did it.
Eternal gratitude.
I'm sorry, C7. And we just destroyed the droid. I feel bad. Oh, we found a crystal cave. Okay, I feel bad. We will talk to her later, but we found a crystal cave. Let's go explore it a little bit and see if we can't find some goodies down here. What is down here? A Kinnereth? I don't know what Kinnereth is. Ooh, it took some damage. And we stunned the first one.
How'd you like that?
Oh, they took about... not bad, actually.
How'd you like that?
Alright, so I killed two Kinnereths. I don't know what they do. As we explore the crystal caves here. On Dawnswing. I only have iron grenades. I need to buy grenades. Next time I get the chance. All right, we stopped one of... I stopped the wrong one. I stopped the wrong Kinnereth with a... Kinnereth are giant bugs, by the way, so if you're scared of bugs, I would say look away, but you're not looking. So they look like... Let me describe them really quickly, and I hope no one has any heebie-jeebies from all of what I'm describing here. But they look like giant... not spiders? I don't know what to describe them as. They're definitely not spiders, though. They're like... oh, I don't even know how to describe them. It's weird. They're like giant crickets. Yeah, that's how I would describe them. Giant... crickets? It's weird.
So be... I'm here.
Giant crickets. Oh, yeah, that's what they are. Antidote set. All right, we're continuing to fight Kinnereth. It's the Hive Kinnereth that I have now stunned and did 17 damage to. I did 17 damage and it really did not do a whole lot. We're gonna go for a flurry and then a power strike. Maybe the flurry. Yep, the flurry did work. 500. Looks like Bastila is very hurt. She's gonna use an antidote on herself and then use a cure. Thank you. One more time. Fuck you.
Sure.
All right, there are a bunch of eggs, but let's check the crystal formation. We've obtained a lightsaber crystal from the crystal formation. Let's see if there's any more. I'm not going to bash the eggs.
What?
I am not like that. I'm just looking around for stuff from the crystal formation. We found the remains of what looks to be a Mandalorian. Durastil bonding alloy and a response package. Very nice. Another crystal formation. We can acquire another lightsaber crystal. For some reason, I want to say we should not touch. Yeah, we've acquired another lightsaber crystal. I want to make sure that's all the lightsaber crystals. And now I kind of want to check to make sure the egg, but we're not supposed to touch the eggs either. Okay, let me double check this real quick. I'm going to double check the magic thing that we call a Fion to make sure that we have all the items here. In the crystal caves, because I remember there being some weirdness here. Crystal caves in KOTOR. We're gonna check this out. You're gonna do this live. All right, do the let's check out here. We found the crystal caves in KOTOR. Let's see here. Nope, no problem here. Crystal formations, right? There's the ruins of Mandalore. There are 6 crystal formations. We should have, there are 14 eggs. And you get red crystals if you kill the egg. So we don't want to do that. We can attain a red, a green, blue, and yellow, a Bondar, and 2 Rubats. Let's check to see if we've gained those real fast. We're going to say new items. Blue, Bondar. So we haven't obtained a green yet, though we were missing the one for the green. Blue, Bondar, Rubat, and a yellow. We're missing the green one, which is somewhere. We don't want to touch the eggs. We missed that crystal. We did. I found the missing crystal formation. And that should have been the green. There it is. We have a green one. We got green, yellow, and blue. Wait. Did I find a blue? I did not find a blue. What did I find there? Bondar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, that might have been because... All right, hold on. Might have been because I already have had a blue one. Let's double check that and make sure. Let's go down here to equipables. Utility items. Blue crystal. Yeah, I've got one. All right, we got a blue crystal. We did it. We got it. All right, so, and you can get one red. But I don't want the red crystal at all because I feel like that's incredibly, like, sacrosanct. Is that the word? Because you're snuffing out life, right? You're snuffing out innocent life. Those have done nothing to you. The bugs that you fought going into the cave, that's a different kind of situation, in my opinion. And let me explain why that's a different situation. Why can I not leave?
What can
Where
I do?
Where the hell is Karth?
What?
Yes?
What? Sure.
Karth got stuck on a rock. But it's a different type of situation, in my opinion. Because... You can't. Oh, how do I even explain it? It's hard to explain how that would work in my mind. You've got this kind of situation going on, right? Where are my party and why aren't they attacking? For some reason, the script just didn't want to launch. Until it wanted to launch. Anyways, so one of the things that I think about whenever... how do I even explain it? Because it's hard to explain. I'm getting tripped up in my words. The things... They attacked us, right? They attacked us, and we preemptively attacked a couple of them, but they were attacking us. They were not docile. Meaning when we came through, they on purpose assaulted us. In order to prevent us from doing whatever, right? Okay, we've got a bunch of Mandalorians here. I'm going to toss an iron grenade at them and see what we're dealing with. Right, let's go and just deal with it.
You
got a just There we go. Alright, so we've stunned the Mandalorians. And, actually, he saved from the stun I casted. He could not save from the second stun I casted, which allows me to basically walk in and handle the problem.
You asked for this!
Nice. And that was a win. All around the board. Stabilizer gauntlets. And we've obtained some adrenaline amplifier. And we've got a metal case, which has what? A repair kit in it. An equipment pack with a med pack. And a footlocker with a 50 credits, some frag mines, and some mines that I can sell because I don't use mines. And a metal box we also have with more stuff for repairs. That was actually well done. We killed some Mandalorians who were standing around acting like animals. I don't know why we killed them off. We are now on a 12 to hit. That means all we have to do is roll a, like, to hit a 22, we just roll a 12. Or 22, we roll a 10. So, like, that tells you how badly we've been rolling. As of late, we've just been rolling really piss poor. Because we have a pretty good two hit. We should never be missing. That's the fun part. That's the thing I keep thinking about is we really shouldn't be missing. It's just we're really poor on our rolls.
How'd you like that?
Okay. We were hurt there for a bit. Let's use an advanced med pack on our side.
Let's make this quick.
At 38. That was really weird, but okay. Did we just come across an albino cath hound? Holy shit, that's
ready.
Cool as fuck.
I'm here.
How'd you like that?
Come on, stun it. Stun
it. How'd you like that?
Oh, it resisted. What the hell? Do a force push. Force push.
How'd you like that?
And I was freaking rocking and rolling. We killed the albino for 750 experience. Super nice. That was a good chunk of experience, honestly. Let me look here at my experience, what we need for leveling up. To next level is only about 2 grand, so that was very nice. It looks like Karth is, I need about 7 grand. Karth is probably the closest in leveling right now.
Yes?
What?
Very nice. All right, we're going to continue to the Sondar lands. But we're actually doing pretty okay. That was really cool. Like, really cool couple of excursions. We did, like, 2 missions right off the bat. And now we need to go and talk to, the final estate. That's what we need to do. But I don't see anyone at the front door. So we're going to see if we can walk around. I don't see anyone. I guess there's a side door, maybe. This must be the side door, because I would expect them to have a protocol droid up front. Just like the other... guy. Yep, there's the Sandral droid. I found him. But it's not like a heavy droid like the other guy is. It's very low-tech sort of droid. So does the other guy like have some sort of delusions or something? Same sort of facility. Let's talk to the Sandral's droid.
This is private property. By what authority are you trespassing on this estate?
I come on behalf of the Jedi Council.
The Council? If you are here because of Shen Matale's disappearance, you are wasting your time. The Sandals are not involved. This is nothing but a Matale witch hunt.
I'm not in league with Matales, but I must speak to Nurek.
Nurek left orders he was not to be disturbed, but given the circumstances, I will make an exception. Go into the main hall. Nurek will meet with you there.
Okay. This feels like a trap, but we're quick saving it. All right, now we walk in.
I have been informed by my protocol droid that you wish to speak to me.
I'm here on behalf of the Jedi Council. I'm investigating the disappearance of Shin Metalli.
I brought my family here to find peace and safety, not to be harassed and treated like common criminals. Your council has no authority here, and I respectfully ask you to leave this property at once.
Jedi are renowned for their fairness and pursuit of justice. There is nothing to fear from us, unless you have something to hide.
That's quite a line. You actually believe that? Don't you think someone is allowed to value privacy?
Privacy is all well and good, but justice must be valued higher. Is it not obvious to you that this man hides something?
Actually, it is. All I'm saying is that not everyone welcomes the sight of a Jedi with open arms. Better get used to it.
I trust you will show yourself out. If not, my security droids will be sure to deal with you.
Okay. That's a... Wait. A young lady walked out, right?
Looking for Shin Metalli?
Do you know something of Shin's disappearance?
My name is Rahasia. Nurik is my father. He has not been himself since Cassis disappeared. He is mad with grief, and he is convinced the Metallis are responsible. He's not thinking rationally.
Does this have anything to do with what happened with Shin?
My father is a good man. When my mother died, he raised me and my brother by himself. He loves his children, and we love him. I just don't want you to judge him too harshly.
I only want to find Shin. That's all we want to do.
You must understand that Father has been under a terrible strain. I have no wish to disobey him, but there are matters where even my father's authority is not absolute.
Just tell me what happened.
My father has kidnapped Shin Metalli. He is holding him prisoner here in the compound. He feels this is a way to get back at the Metallis, a way to get even for the disappearance of my brother Cassis.
I see. Well, there is the answer we seek. The Jedi Council should be informed of this at once.
You don't think that perhaps there's more to look at here, do you? That maybe everything isn't what it appears?
Of course not. It seems very simple to me. The Council must be allowed to decide the next step.
No. Since Cassis went missing, my father has become unstable. He might hurt him if you do that. He no longer even cares if the Metallis are responsible for what happened to Cassis. I am afraid my father will simply kill Shen out of a mad, misguided lust for vengeance.
What happened to Cassis?
I do not know. I am worried for him, truly. But I do not believe Alan Metalli had anything to do with it. And now my father may take it out on Shen. Please, find Shen and rescue him before my father does something he will regret forever. I would take you to the prison, but I cannot let my father see me with you. Take this key. It will open an unguarded door at the rear of the estate. You and Shen can make your escape through there. There are many security droids guarding the halls. Please hurry. You are Shen's only hope.
Why do you care about Shen?
Shen and I, we have been taught by our families to hate each other, just for being related to our fathers. But I met Shen alone one day in the city, away from his father. And Shen was so charming, so sweet. He didn't care at all that I was a Sandral. He just accepted me for who I was, with no reservations. We talked and met again over months and fell in love. My brother Cassis met him too, and they were beginning to become friends. But then this whole mess had to happen. Please find Shen, and...
All right.
Ready?
Yes?
Yes?
Let's go do this. That is a truly, truly heart-wrenching story that's happening. And you know what? Despite my better judgment, I guess, I want to save Shin. So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make our way into the back door of the facility and step inside. And now, immediately fighting droids inside this room.
Ready.
What can I do?
Wow, that was fast. Immediately walked in.
Ready.
Karth, can you disarm flash mines? I forgot that we don't have anyone that can disarm flash mines.
Yes?
I can disarm flash mines kind of poorly. Or I can step into them.
Patrol droids. They may be programmed to attack on...
All right, we're going to take the stuff from the droid. Let's take the security room. A Sandra War Droid stands inside.
You asked for this!
We did a, apparently accidentally did a force toss.
The force fights with me!
Because they're droids, I'm not too worried about destroying them. But I am worried very largely about preventing a war. So we're going to use these droids as we can. We have a computer panel in front of us, but there's nothing we can do here, sadly. All right, let's take a look-see around this room and see if we can obtain anything, and see if we can obtain entry into a security room. We did obtain entry into a secure room and killed the droid that was standing on their side. We're going to take the remains from the droid. It's a droid plating. All right. Let's take a look-see here, and we've got to find the prison for this guy. And we have a bunch of doors. All right, no one's inside. We have a locked security room. I'm just going to break open this foot holder, and we're going to see what's inside. Of course, my lightsaber is going to bounce off the lock, apparently. A credit and med packs. We'll take it. We take those. We take credits. We take med packs. It's the hallway. We're going to ignore that for now. This is another small room. Found another security room and three droids inside. We're going to throw a lightsaber at one of them and begin and rush in for the assault. 350 experience on the first droid. We also found a faulty roar droid we can reactivate. We can do some optimizations. And I don't know why I optimized it, but I did because I wanted to. Maybe I like droids. Wasted the parts for some reason. All right, continuing our search. I found Rashisha.
Please find Shen and rescue him. There are many security...
Okay. Sorry. I am trying to find Shen. I am failing to find Shen. I have searched all the security rooms so far, and we have not found Shen. We are still searching the security rooms, love. We haven't found them. Continuing to take out droids, though. It looks like Karth got to level up. Good job, Karth. Level up Karth. Nice. Another security room. Uh-huh. Why is there a frag mine in front of this door? Skill too low to recover it. Can we just disable it? We did disable it. And we have a door we need to bash now to get in. That we are going to try to get in, I think. Yeah. Is that Shen? We found Shen.
Who are you? What do you want with me? Are you working for my father?
I'm here to rescue you, Shen.
Rescue me? No. I won't leave. It's too dangerous.
I'll protect you, Shen. Let's go.
It's not my own safety I'm concerned about. I'm worried about the fate of Nurik's daughter, Rahasia. She's been trying to convince her father to release me ever since I was captured. If I escape, Nurik will think Rahasia is to blame. Nurik is insane with grief over the loss of his son, Cassus. If I leave with you, it is Rahasia who will suffer. I cannot allow that.
Okay, what if we take Rahasia with us?
If you can convince Rahasia to escape with us, I will accompany you. Though I do not know if she'd be willing to turn her back on her home and family. Who could imagine a Sandral doing such a thing for the sake of a Mitali? But if she will not go, then I too shall stay. I would rather face my own death than have her face her father's wrath because I escaped.
I'll go speak to Rahasia.
Thank you.
All right, so now I must go speak to Rahasia. Now, we do know where Rahasia is at. Ooh, I missed a couple footlockers. Let's go see if we can't find some information from Rahasia. We found a computer spike and repair kit in a in an area. We found Rahasia. Ooh, a footlocker. I'm like an ADHD kid. I see a footlocker. We got to touch the footlocker.
What are you doing here?
Trying to rescue Shen, but he won't leave without me. He won't leave without you, Rahasia.
Shen can be so stubborn sometimes. But I know Shen would rather die than leave me here alone to face the wrath of my father. Tell Shen I will meet you outside the gates. I will wait as long as I can, but you must hurry.
All right, so we must hurry. Let's move. And we're probably gonna have to fight, but that's okay. Ooh.
The Force fights with me!
The Force fights, actually it probably does.
The Force fights with me!
How'd you like that?
There, take that.
Very nice. Let's open these footlockers as we destroyed all of the droids inside this place. We're looting him. What does that tell us? What does that say about us? Well, it says we are pragmatic and we have a sonic rifle. That's what it says about us. We have a sonic rifle. All right, let's go. Jen, let's move.
You're back. Have you spoken to...
I have. She promised me to meet us outside the gates.
She's not just telling me what I want to hear, but I will have to take that chance. Hurry then. We must not keep Rahasia waiting.
All right, so we're running.
Shen, you're safe.
Rahasia. Oh, thank goodness you managed to escape.
It was all thanks to this kind Jedi that we managed to get this far at all. I thank you, Jedi, for all that you have done for us.
It's no problem.
No, we know that you must have gone to great personal risk to get us out of the Sandral state undetected.
I need no reward.
But surely we can...
No. I promise you, no reward is necessary.
But surely we can...
Uh-oh, the two families are meeting on the plot.
There you are, Shen.
Father!
Mr. Matale!
Rahasia!
Father!
Mr. Sandril!
Nurik! Alan! I knew this was all your doing! I knew you had captured my son! You had taken my Cassus from me long before that! You started it! I don't want to hear any of your excuses! Now I will get revenge for your transgressions!
You two need to calm down.
Please listen to him, Father.
Why should I listen to the Jedi? All you want is to remain with that Sandral harlot.
My daughter is not a harlot, Matale dog!
Why don't you try listening to your children?
Our children don't know enough of what's good for them to make a reasonable decision.
It's better to let older, wiser heads like ours make the decision.
Rahasia and I don't want you to make decisions for us. We want to live alone away from you.
You insolent boy! If you want to live alone, then so be it. I disown you. Never set foot in my house again.
Will you go with Shen, Rahasia?
Rahasia, you will not leave with this Matale boy.
I am, Father, and you can't stop me. We're leaving for the Enclave.
You foolish girl!
Do not be so selfish, Nurik.
You think to make us stand here, then?
You expect us to just let them leave? Droids, stop them!
You will not turn your droids on my daughter. Droids, don't let them take Rahasia!
We appear to be at an impasse, then. And they got away!
It is your fault, Alan. You were always too violent for your own good.
Me? You were the one who rushed out here with war droids.
Both of you need to calm down.
I will not rest until I have my Shen back. The Council will hear of the troubles you caused, Jedi.
Indeed they shall.
And we obtained light side points, gained 600 XP, and apparently... started a war? I think. I'm going to go see if I can talk some sense into one of these two. Maybe. Non-family members are not permitted entrance. We're not allowed inside. That's not a good thing. Well, shit. Okay. You know, we can't do what we can't do, right? You can't save a bunch of people who don't want to be saved. We have some Cath Hounds are coming up on us attacking us. So we're going to deal with that issue.
Time to rumble.
Let's make this move.
As Arth is taking damage, everyone's kind of taking some damage here. We did a critical strike on everything. Oh, nice. 14 damage on that flurry. 10 and 4. Power attack did 30 damage on that power attack. Very nice. Very nice. Karth is in a little bit of pain. We're going to heal him up just a hair.
Uh-huh.
I'm here.
What?
Ready?
What can I do?
Run that cure, baby girl. Run that cure.
What?
Ready?
What can I do?
Now, while our solution was not the most nice solution for the entirety of the group, it was the better solution, in my opinion, for making sure things did go well. And that's kind of, in a way, that's really all you can do, right? You can't. You can't. What is the old saying? You can't force a horse to drink water, or you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Awesome. All right. So we have that. Remember, if you guys remember the Mandalorian fight we had earlier, we're going to run an Arcan shield
Ready.
On ourselves.
What can I do?
And run the Force shield on her, and the Energy shield.
Yes.
Ready.
And run the Sith energy shield
what
on
can I
him.
Do?
What?
And get ready to fight that Mandalorian here.
You've been holding out on us again. Since you haven't given us enough money, I guess we're going to have to
No!
Remember, we actually watched this one shoot him in the last episode. Hit with a goat. I was trying.
You shall fall.
Nope, we're not going to do that. We're going to go in with a... Oh, hit with a 23 damage on that awesome flurry. They did 19 to us, but I'm going in for a power attack. Freaking 20 damage on the power attack, killing him off. Now we just have the Durin warriors, who are fairly weak in all things considered. Now, I want to say that's all the Mandalorians here. So, one of these datapads should have the information we're looking for the person, actually. And I didn't even think about that. Let's go check out the Mandalorian datapads here in my inventory. Mandalorian quest items. Here we go. Quest items. Mandalorian datapads. Something in the funny in the intakes. Nope. Data pads. Went to Sector B. Mandalorian data pads. Going to meet with him in the south of Matalia Estate in a couple hours. Don't screw it up this time. Okay. I don't know what the sectors are, but I don't know if this helped at all, actually. So there might still be something out there, sadly. Maybe another Mandalorian group? I don't know. I'm not sure, and I may have to look that quest up. But let's go drop off these quests really quickly to the lady in the courtyard. I think that's going to be a very solid thing to do right now. Like the quest for Elise first, and then go see the council about the little problem they had and go from there.
My droid is still missing.
Found your droid. I'm afraid your droid had to be destroyed.
My droid? Destroyed? No. No, this cannot be happening. I can't bear to live without him.
And I leveled up in the process. Okay. Let's level up. We got skills. course, we level that persuasion up a little bit. We got some feats. We can take Master Dueling, which is the final feat of that tree. Powers. Oh, yeah, we can take another power. What's our recommended one? Stasis, which is the level 2. 12 seconds of stasis instead of 10 seconds of stasis. That's fine by me. That is the recommended power. We'll take it. That's fine. I can deal with that. And we can accept. There we go. I don't know what that means. Okay. Let's go talk to John a little bit and see if any of these data pads will help him.
Have you found the Mandal?
I've killed some of them in the plains.
Good. But now that you've killed some of them, they won't stop.
I'll come back if I find their leader. So their leader is somewhere. We just got to figure out where their leader is. Okay. So what is this dude's
deal? How may I be?
Not a Jedi Master yet.
How may?
Okay, so I was trying to help the Jedi, that guy who was looking for a Jedi Master. But no, sadly. Let's go tell the council that we solved, quote, unquote, the issue with the Shin and... Yeah, I'm not too sure about that. I don't think we solved anything. What about Sola? Oh, Sola is the Pazok guy. Did I play that second game of Pazok with people? Samt and Elliot, hello.
What do you want?
I took the loss of my droid much too hard. I feel I must apologize.
Okay, there's no need to apologize.
But I must. I was much too attached to my droid. It was all that was left of my husband, you see. Maybe I thought that through the droid, my husband could live again, be with me still.
I think we understand. Love can do strange things to anyone.
But I went too far. I could not see what was missing in living a normal life. Fortunately, in my grief, I returned here and ran into Samt, an absolutely fascinating man.
Yes. He does seem quite nice.
Samt and I got to talking, and, well, we have a lot in common. I think we'll be seeing more of each other. It's funny how things work out in the end. Maybe there is such a thing as fate, after all. But I think we should be going now. We have so much more to talk about. I just wanted to thank you for what you've done for me and what you tried to do. Goodbye, and thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So I don't know what the hell Samt was trying to say before he got interrupted. Something about what the hell are you doing here, but... I'm glad that problem came to a decent end. I'm just not entirely sure what happened. All right, let's talk to Master Vandar about the situation.
Your training is now complete, Padawan. When we heard, we sent it the four. This.
Okay. I think I'll be going now.
For good or ill.
Okay.
I have nothing left now.
Padawan, I must speak with. As a chronicler of the Academy here on Dantooine, the Mandalorian War. As you wish.
All right, I will need to deal with that at a later time, which is the history of the Jedi, which is important, yes, but it's not super important to the mission at hand, which is what? What is the mission at hand? Well, I was going to see if we would get another reward for finishing that stuff, but now we need to find the rest of the Mandalorians, and I think that's going to be what happens on the next episode of the Verzian Chronicles. I hope you have enjoyed it so far. If you haven't, if you have, please let me know somewhere on the internet. It has been a lot of fun for me to produce these episodes, to make this happen. Before we actually leave the episode, I'm going to go and we're going to see what we can do with these crystals that we found. Remember, we did find these crystals in the crystal cave. So we can make our crystal look cool, right? I have a green crystal right now. I really wish we could get a crystal for a lightsaber for Bastila, since she's still running around without a lightsaber. But But it's okay that we don't have one just yet. We are going to take a look at the workbench real fast. But I think next episode we're going to be taking a look at just how... Ooh, attack damage, +1/+1, and a stun on hit. Heck yeah. That turns it into a 3-17 damage, plus stun, and +1 to attack modifier. There is nothing bad about that. Let's take a look at that in our way. That's a 6-20 at a +15 to attack. I'm telling you what, y'all, that is something else. It's a +15 to attack. That is amazing. This is barely ever going to not hit. It takes a 5 to hit on an AC of 20, and I've got an AC of 22. Most enemies are not going to have more than... I've got an AC of 23, sorry. Most enemies aren't going to have an AC of more, especially at our level, of more than about 22, 23. So it takes, let's say they have a 25, it takes a 5, a 10 to hit a 25. A 15, anything above a 10 is hitting above a 25, so there's barely anything that's not going to hit. Now, we do have a wide damage range of 6 to 20, so that means, in theory, if we were to equip a secondary weapon, like a short sword in the secondary position, we're still doing fine, okay? We equip a short sword in the secondary position, we're still doing +1/+8. That's still a pretty good to hit, but that means we don't hit half as well, right? Unless I was to take, if I was to do a prototype Vibroblade in the secondary hand position, then we could do 6 to 20, 8 to 17 on a 4 plus 8. Problem is we really would need to take Master Duelist for that to be worth it, in my opinion. Now, with that said, why am I using the standard Vibro Sword instead of a Vibro Blade in the main hand, and using a... We should probably just use a... Let me look here. Missions Vibro Blade in the second hand, which is a 10... Yeah, that's a 10-6 damage. Yeah, that's not a... We should probably use the prototype and Missions Vibro Blade in those hands. And run a Strength Amplifier on her, which gives her a +2 to Strength. Okay, yeah, that's a better idea. Actually, let's do this real quick. I want you to wear the Strength Gauntlets instead of the Strength Amplifier. Sorry. Once you have the Strength Gauntlets, I want my character to have the Strength Amplifier, which will make me a +16 instead. And we're probably going to give someone else that Stabilizer Gauntlets, but that's going to be much better of a two-hit for her. Anyways, all of that said, thank you for listening. Thank you for doing everything in your power to stick around. It's been fun making these episodes, and I think this is a solid time for me to cut it at the episode. And I'll see you next week with the Christmas episode. I think next week is Christmas, maybe? No, this week's episode is the Christmas episode. Merry Christmas, I guess. If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. If you don't, expect a New Year's episode next week where we do something New Year's-y. I don't know if we're going to do anything New Year's-y. Jingle bells. Batman smells Robin later. Nag. Remember to wash your hands. Cover your mouth if you're... and if you haven't got your flu shots, go get them. Go get them done. Winter's just around the corner. You know, in January. I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.